to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together, and just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, I actually have Katie and Shell back on the show. It was so much fun to get to record with both of them, because you guys, it's my birthday week. So we thought it would be really fun to get together, the three of us, and talk about how we celebrate each other for our birthdays, but also the bigger, broader conversation is how the longevity of friendship really allows you to not have the pressures when you are celebrating your friends. It's a bonus. It's just a really fun extra thing that you get to do with people that you love. And even when it doesn't work out on the timeline or the schedules that you want it to, when you have that longevity of friendship, it gives you the freedom to be able to celebrate each other whenever you're able to. So we really dive into that in this episode, and it's just a fun conversation with two of my dearest friends. I hope you really enjoy it. But before we get there, you guys, you know, planning, it's like my jam. And so we have created some content coming up in May that I really want to make sure that you are aware of. First of all, Mother's Day. It's coming really quickly. And this week in Patreon, which you can find at patreon.com/livewelltogether, we are releasing a Live Well Love Kit all about Mother's Day. Basically, what Katie and I did is we got together, we created a video to walk your children through how to create a nice Mother's Day for you and to give you a break and make it so you aren't having to do all the working and the planning, and we think you're gonna love it. So if you come over to Patreon, you can show this video to your kids and have them walk step by step through the process, and you can have a lovely Mother's Day. We are also coming out with a lot of really fun content in May, all about summer. Now, this is going to be on the podcast and it's going to be in Patreon. We are going to have all sorts of fun things about planning for summer, about making sure you have the products you need for summer, about putting together some kits so you can just pick up and go whenever you want to in the summer. It's gonna be really good and it's gonna be really fun. So many people have actually been specifically asking me for this content, so we're creating it. We are going there and we would love to have you be a part of it. So come over and join us in Patreon. It's such a good time. I do live videos in there 4 days a week and we just have this great camaraderie. Plus we learn how to do things together and we support each other and encourage each other. So come over to patreon.com/livewelltogether. Get in there with all of us, get ready for summer and just like have some fun conversation and be able to talk about things. I can't wait to see you there. All right, without further ado, let's get on with this episode with Katie Duckett and Shell Bruzes. Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
You do have to say something. This is going super great already. We're trying to not talk on top of each other because we don't want to make it terrible for Kiel to edit. But yeah, that's just, it's gonna, you know, we're working out the kinks. But I had to have my best girls on the show for this particular episode because we were talking about celebrating each other's friendship or celebrating each other in friendship. Mm-hmm. And these ladies do a better job of it than anyone I've ever come across. And they've blessed me so well in this. But along with talking about celebrating, because it's my birthday tomorrow, not to you two, but make it when this comes out.
We know.
Anyway, it will be. And so we're talking about birthdays for birthday week, but we also want to talk about the longevity of friendship and how that gives us grace in being able to celebrate each other when it doesn't go as planned and all of that kind of thing. So that's what we're up to today.
Oh, fun.
Well, I think I was stunned sort of when we all first like really became good friends. I think especially after I left and I had more freedom for this kind of thing. But you guys are like pros at celebrations. I'm just gonna say that. You are. You
well, do our favorite, so
yeah. Well, you just, it's probably because you're both twos as well. But you do such a good job of celebrating people and making them feel seen. And like, has that always been a thing for you?
Well, I think Shell is an incredible gift giver, like one of the best.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I have that skill set. I struggle with gift giving, but the other components to it, like creating the atmosphere to celebrate and being thoughtful, you know, about that person and maybe what I want to like draw out or focus on or say, like those things are easier for me, but the actual putting that into a tangible gift, I struggle with.
Yeah, but you're the queen of all party throwing. So I think together it's a pretty good combo.
I think we do have a great combo.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because like you're saying, like you can make an environment like nothing else, Katie. And you bring that thought to the food. And like, I think you guys both do a really good job of pressing into like your four.
Yeah.
In strength when it comes down to celebrating people, because you think of like all of those different little things, and that's so fun to get to experience.
Oh, yeah, for me.
Hey,
thank you.
Yeah.
For me, the details are by far my favorite part. Katie, I don't know about you. I like can't wait to get the deep cleaning done and all of that stuff so I can move on to the fun part, which is just, you know, setting that table or making it that person feel special. Like there's something that really fills me up in that process. And I think it must be just because of how we're wired, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what makes it so extra life-giving.
Well, and I think you're really good at like seeing people and knowing what is going to speak to that individual person. Like whether it's the activity that we're going to do or how the table will be set or whatever, like you do such a good job of tailoring it to that person's particular likes and preferences. Like, let's just talk about my birthday last year, which you guys completely did an amazing job of. Like, you put together this amazing dinner. The gift that you got me was a dress to get to dress up to come to the dinner, which was so much fun because we had been stuck in quarantine, like the early days of quarantine. It felt like so hard and oppressive and just being home all the time, and to have something to get dressed up for, which right there, you know, I like to get dressed up. And so it was like, it was this perfect distillation of what would make me feel like seen and just have time with like my closest people. But it was just like, it was beautiful. And I just thought you did such a good job of figuring that out.
That was fun. That was a really fun night. It just felt like it was so good to be able to hug.
And
get dressed up and enjoy a meal. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was. Well, and you know, it's so interesting too. Like the thought of like all of that, it was a really hard season for everybody. It was a really isolating season.
Yeah.
And it was almost like thinking about like celebrating in the, as almost like we're going to war, like we're fighting this, we're battling.
Yeah.
Like just the year and the hard stuff. And so to get to kind of bring a celebration into it as like, this is how we fight our battles, is by celebrating, you know? And almost like we need to be super intentional in those seasons that feel extra heavy and hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes celebrating doesn't come like in an overflow. It just comes like, nope, we are doing this, you know, as an act of worship and an act of war. Katie, does that ring true to you?
Absolutely. And choosing to be like defiantly living in joy and seeing the joy and rooting in it and pulling out what you can, even if there's not much to celebrate, like during that season. In my home, like we would have to artificially create, okay, it's Saturday night, we're gonna have a restaurant night. Like you had to pull stuff out. It wasn't coming naturally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a lot you could draw from. You had to be more creative and dig deep, but it's still the place before us, you know, to find something to celebrate, to turn on the right music, to make the right meal and set the table and say, you guys, join me. Let's do this together. Let's defiantly be joyful in light of what we're dealing with.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, I think I sometimes struggle with how to put it together or what to do and to how for how to celebrate people. And I think you guys have kind of like turned that switch on my brain to think about it more, whether it's in like the day-to-day things of, hey, I'm just going to go show up on somebody's porch and drop off chocolate and Trader Joe's flowers, or if it's the bigger things for the parties and that sort of stuff. And I think you guys both do such a good job of both, like making the big experiences big, but also remembering to celebrate in the day to day.
Thank you. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Well, and I remember also like around a year ago when Ben, Katie's son, got a concussion in Canada, and like all this stuff happened at
hockey.
In his hockey tournament. Mm-hmm. And you were here, he had been with your dad, and I remember I was gonna basically drop everything and go to where you were to make sure you were okay. And you were at a basketball thing, and so I was like, you know, it's always a sport with the Nuggets.
It is true.
Yeah, but I remember going, like wanting to go there, and my thought is just like, go be with her. But then Shell was like, go get her flowers first. It's like, oh yeah. That part of it, that's like, you guys remember that piece of it. And for you, like Shell, you knew flowers will speak to her more than something practical, because I think a lot of times I tend to think more practically, like, what can I do? But Shell was like, take her flowers. And, and that did speak to you. That was the thing that you needed.
It sure was. I won't forget that, having you show up in the middle of Jack's game with
coffee. I love that.
It was really sweet. That was a particularly terrifying time because I was helpless here. I didn't have a passport. I couldn't get to Canada.
Yeah. And
it was a scary concussion.
You know,
it was scary. Mm-hmm. And so to be kind of like, life is moving on here, but half of my heart in Canada is like, it was scary. So to have you show up with something that did speak like love and life and hope and beauty to me, that meant a lot, just to have the hug, but to also have the flowers to put in water and think about that you guys were there for me. Like, flowers just speak that to me, that like I was loved and known, and they bloom and they look beautiful and remind me every time I see them of that friendship and the, just the ability to keep that feeling going. I think as I see those flowers, I feel continuously loved. And so it works for me. And there's a lot of people who flowers, you know, I know a lot of people that just, it doesn't do the same for them.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of like, oh, please don't even bother. They're just going to die. I'm not into it. That's, you have to kind of know your audience that way, but there is something that speaks love and life to them, whether it's just your presence or it's, it's food or chocolate or a coffee or just, you know, just words or something speaks to them. And so to know your people well enough to know how to be there is an important tool in friendship.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it really spoke to me because I used to be one of those people who is like, oh, why bother with flowers? They're going to die. So I guess I'd rather have something practical or, you know, spend the money on something that I have been wanting or whatever. But it's only been over the last couple of years that I've realized like, oh no, that it's not about it being practical. It's what it does for like my spirit, having the beauty and the fresh greenery, especially if it's been like through the winter and you're trying to come out of the winter and you just are like kind of starving for that. And I think I never saw it more starkly than when that happened with you and Shell said, get the flowers, and then seeing your reaction to it, that it was something that was for your soul more than it was for like any practical purpose. And that really kind of started mostly changing my mind about it. Like, what could it do for my whole family? Like even my boys, the demeanor in our house to start bringing that into our house. And I started getting more, you know, flowers from Trader Joe's. And then last year was the first year we were really invested in like all the different blooming that happened that I think you guys have been doing forever, but we got in on like going to our local park when all the lilacs bloomed and seeing all the different lilacs and smelling all of them. And then when the peonies were coming out and like all the different colors and that was like so much more life-giving, and it gave us reasons to celebrate around every turn that I had never really let myself experience before. But then seeing it through your guys's eyes, it helped me to be like, oh, okay, well, I get why this is a thing.
I love that, because it goes so deep for me. You know, it's hard to like put it into words. It's just this feeling it evokes. There's just a joy there that we can just stop and take a minute, because these blooms don't last. You know, the season for lilacs or peonies or the verbena at Manitou Shell, like it's very, very fleeting, and you have to catch it. You have to work for it. It's not going to last. And it's just such a special thing to get to partner in, like with the world, like this is your time and I'm here to see it and enjoy it and smell it and cut it and put it, you know, I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah. And I consider myself to be a very fast paced person. And so for me to force myself to do that, and then to also teach my kids, especially my daughters, because they tend to be pretty fast paced too. Like, hold on, let's take a second. Let's notice this. Let's appreciate this and celebrate this, has been so good for all of us.
I love that. That's so special.
Yeah. And I think that's the deep work beauty does. It forces you to slow down and be in the present moment.
Yeah. And I think that when you're, go ahead, Shell.
Oh, I was just going to say, the way that it creates wonder in your heart and just gratitude, like for the fact that God cares about all these special details, and to the, I mean, the beauty in the color and fragrance and that all those little things, like to be able to look for that, it just, it creates this gratitude in our hearts that I think if we're running too fast, we'll miss, you know? So I just love that. I love that, how beauty can slow us down to be present in the moment.
Yeah. And you guys do that so well when you are formulating a celebration for somebody, thinking of all of those little details. And I think it's because of your own appreciation for them that you are able to think of them for other people. I mean, everything from the wrapping of the gifts to like you would put like flowers on the cake last year, Katie. And like, I mean, it was just like every little detail, like nothing is forgotten. And to realize like that it matters. It's not frivolous. It matters.
I so appreciate you saying that, because sometimes I feel like it's too much, you know, like
I feel silly.
And, but I love that you are like awakening to appreciating that. And like, that is really special and it feels very validating. It just, that fills my heart up. We threw a party for my mom. She had a big birthday, about a month ago. And my sisters and I, when we were planning stuff, they're like, okay, Katie, hold on. Mom doesn't notice any details. So I don't even think we need to bother with all. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so true. I'll go through all these depths of ideas and details and then execute them. And she would never see it. She'd never notice. So that was really funny to me. I was like, we could not be more opposite. I just marinate in those thoughts and ideas. And she just, she's all beautiful. And she'd never have noticed. And it's for her. So I was like, I should free myself from any details like that and just enjoy the moment. And
Well, and but there again, it's knowing your audience and knowing what speaks to them.
Personal.
And you do such a good job of that. She had much more fun celebrating with a 70s party where everyone dressed up in full 70s garb. Like that's what she was going to notice and be able to press into and have so much fun with. Then like you want the beauty and the details. And that's what matters to you. And you do a good job of, even though that's what you would want, customizing it to the person that you're doing it for. And that can be hard. This episode is sponsored by Apostrophe, a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously. And you guys, I have a 15-year-old. we were dealing with some acne situations. That is for sure. And I really wanted to help him to step up his skincare game, but it's kind of a pain to go to the dermatologist. I was going to have to take time out of work, get him out of school, you know, all of the things, the cost of the dermatologist. But then we found out about Apostrophe. Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You'll get treated immediately. We were so impressed with how quickly it all happened, and your medications are delivered to your home, another huge benefit. You simply fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skin concerns and medical history. It was super simple for us to do, and then just snap a few selfies, which of course my 15-year-old was totally comfortable with, much easier than actually going in to a doctor, and your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan tailored just for you. And one of the great parts about Apostrophe is they offer not only topicals, but also oral medications, so you can treat your acne from the inside out and the outside in. And you guys, Apostrophe doesn't only treat acne, they can also help hit your other skincare goals, like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. For us, it has taken so many big hurdles out of getting my son better skincare. And the thing that I have really loved about it is that he has seen results, and so then he actually uses it. He sees what a difference it is making in his skin, and so he is carrying through with the plan without me having to remind him all the time. And I just don't know that we even would have gotten here with all of the obstacles of a traditional dermatology experience. And his skin is looking so good, even with having to wear a mask at school all the time. We've been so amazed by the results. So if you want the same kind of experience, you can get $15 off your first visit with a board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/livewell and use our code LIVEWELL. This code is only available to my listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/livewell and click begin visit, then use the code LIVEWELL at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/livewell and use that code LIVEWELL to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And I just want to thank Apostrophe for not only clearing up my son's skin, but sponsoring this podcast.
It is hard. I think that's been a learning process for me, and kind of in a former time of my life, I catered weddings, and I loved those because it was all detail. It was all setting the scene, being super thoughtful. Nothing was too much because it's a wedding.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. You can go all in. And that doesn't really translate to all the events in my life that I might have coming mm-hmm. up to do stuff for, but that's deep in me. I love that. So when I have the chance to express my love for that person through those details, I love it, but it's not always the right time and to learn right. that and not, you know, to quiet that for this event or kind of let it out a little bit more for this event, but to be not letting myself get exhausted with those details if it's unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at the same time as we're talking about like all of these details and all the energy and effort putting into celebrating, and I think especially your friends, I guess maybe that's where I want to hang out for a second, because obviously like we have family and we have those sorts of things, but there is a difference in celebrating your friends and taking the time for that and pressing into that. And I've experienced it in a way in adulthood, especially with you guys, in a way that I never had the rest of my life. And man, has that been impactful to know that it's not just your family who notices things like your birthday and whatnot, but that mm-hmm. you guys really do. That's huge. And I think it's really important that we take that time to celebrate our friends and let them know that they matter.
Mm-hmm. And I think with friendship, like the pressure is off a little bit, like the celebrating the birthday and making the birthday special and making sure that there's a gift and there's a special dinner and all that. Usually that falls to the husband and the children or, mm-hmm. but friends, it's just kind of a bonus. The pressure's really off mm-hmm. and you just get to, and so you yeah. get to come alongside and make that person feel special without any pressure. And I think that's the best part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've seen you guys like sink into it and do it in a big way, even though there's not that pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's all just bonus. It's all just like, ooh, we get to celebrate you.
Yeah. But I think we've also had a lot of times over the years where it hasn't always panned out. Like, and it's nice because there's not that pressure there. It's not, mm-hmm. you don't have to rely on that for the celebration. But like, I mean, even just this past year, we had a plan for Katie's birthday, didn't pan out. We had mm-hmm. a plan for Shell's birthday, didn't pan out. Katie's birthday is in July. Shell's birthday is in October. We finally made it for a day, just three of us in January. Yep. It was like, well, I
guess it was perfect.
It was.
It's together.
That's mm-hmm. what's so great about it. It's like, it's kind of a rolling thing. There's not the pressure of, well, if I don't celebrate you well, you won't know how I feel about you. And mm-hmm. it's not, that's not present. It's just pressure less. And it just makes yeah. it really fun. Like there's another mm-hmm. birthday coming up in a couple months. We'll get it. Yeah. Back.
Well, yeah. and I think the years feel shorter too. It's like, well, it's going to be here again before we know it.
We'll try again next year.
Yeah.
We'll have another one. Don't worry.
Or in January.
Yeah. We'll at least get that makeup date in there. But I think that's kind of something else we wanted to speak to in this episode is that because we're secure in our friendships, because we know that they have the longevity, it's not like, well, if we don't do it this year, there's never going to be another opportunity. Like we know we're still going to be friends next year and the year after that. And like, there will always mm-hmm. be more opportunities to be able to celebrate each other. And if it doesn't work out perfectly, it's okay because yeah. mm-hmm. we have that security in our friendship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's just such a gift we can give each other, you know, to just be flexible and be loving and mm-hmm. be gracious and trusting, you know, like think the mm-hmm. best and not put that pressure on. Like, it's just, it's a gift to have that in friendship. Mm-hmm. I know all of us have experienced it the other way. And it just, this is yeah. such a gift we can give each other now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to say one thing too about words, because Katie and both of you, I mean, there's that gift of words that sometimes maybe we don't have a chance to get together in person, like we'd like to just be sitting around the table eating croissants together that Katie baked and drinking coffee. But the gift of words and not the pressure, but just when God impresses it on our hearts to like share something with another person, just speak life over one of us, you know, if we're having a hard week or a hard season, that is like that surprise that will pop up in my day and just, I don't know, it'll make all the difference being seen and known in that space of like, yeah. and then having words spoke over me, prayers, scripture, just encouragement, like to keep going and to be seen and felt. So for me, that's a way that I feel super loved. I don't know. I mean, not everyone are like heavy words people, but I think all three of us are. Yeah. So yes. Just having that is, it's really a special gift in friendship that we might not be on our actual birthday, but just surprises throughout the week and months when we are able to like take a moment to like really speak life over one another. That is, it means everything to me in friendship. So
yeah. Well, and then the practical side of it too. I mean, I think that you guys, especially in my life, have done such a good job of like when you see me really floundering, when things have gotten really difficult and it's like, oh, or we have court or whatever, like show up with both the practical and what some would consider the frivolous. Like Shell is so good at, you know, like Katie deals with the brass tacks of the situation and like getting goodness. That all handled. Mm-hmm. And then Shell shows up with dinner and chocolate and flowers. And it's like, you guys take so much pressure off of me, but you also bring in beauty and you show up in the practical ways. And even that is a way of, you know, caring for each other, showing each other that longevity and friendship, like any time that we can just show up in those ways for each other, even if it's just like I was saying earlier, like how many times have I had one of you say like, I'm going to bring you coffee or I'm going to drop this thing off on your porch just to bless mm-hmm. me. Like that has, it's those little things that add up over time that feel like these little mini celebrations almost.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great way
yeah.
to put it. Because it's a process mm-hmm. of just being remembered, you know,
yes.
just being thought of and knowing that somebody else out there
yes.
is praying for you, is aware of you, mm-hmm. is thinking about you today and has something mm-hmm. for you. Like it can completely turn your day around when you realize yes. you have somebody in your corner that is aware of you and praying for you. Like that just, it means so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a looking out for each other. and making sure that the other person is doing okay. I mean, I just had to, like, as much as we love to spend time with each other, it's also looking out for each other when that's not a smart idea. I'm looking at you,
Shelly. Oh, yeah. You need to tell everyone about this. This was so interesting. Yeah, because I'd invited you guys for pizza last night, and you're like, oh, no, that is not a good idea. And you're right. When I told my girls, because they're like, we want to see the girls. We miss them so much. And I was like, you guys, I invited them over, and I know you do. And their mom said, no, because I'm really tired, and I need to rest tonight. And they're like, oh. But you're right. You were looking out for my best interest. And in that moment, it wasn't us getting together and hanging out. And I so appreciate that, because I don't know when to say no, but you know when I need to say no, and you help me with that. And if that's not a true friend, I don't know, you know, like someone who really can speak that truth and love over you and be like, oh, no, you're going to bed. You know, you're not going to party tonight.
It was like, not only are you not going to party, I'm going to come get your daughter and I'm going to take her to LA and you're going to chill out. And that's hard. Like, I wanted to see you. I wanted our kids to be able to see each other. But I think we have to look out for each other in that way and see when each other are getting burnout, especially if you have friends who just give and give and give and give until they hit the wall and fall over. And you're like, no, I have to create some padding here for you. Because
aw, thank you. Yeah, totally.
Lose it. Hang on,
best security in friendship. Like when you know somebody knows you that well, you don't have to put up a pretense. You don't have, you know, you can just trust how well somebody knows you. They see you clearly and they're still here and they're looking out for you in that way. Like it's just such a security to me that I can say no. I can, I'm not, you know, there's enough depth that we can be ourselves.
Yeah.
And trust that we're seen and known, and that's okay.
Oh man, you guys, we're all juggling a lot these days as our life is sort of returning back to some semblance of normal. I'm feeling it more than ever between work and family and all the craziness of activities, not to mention the emotional baggage of the last year. And it's been a tough year for kids too, with wacky school schedules and all of that. In the past, one of the ways that I would deal with all of those stresses has been yoga, but it's been a lot harder to make that happen because so many studios have been closed and that sort of thing. And we all have heard of the benefits of yoga: increased strength, better flexibility, improved mental focus. This has been a huge one for me. But many people try yoga and they never go back, or they've even been afraid to try in the first place because it can kind of be an intimidating experience. But that is where Bulldog Yoga enters the scene. Bulldog Yoga Online is about taking the intimidation out of yoga and replacing it with music, smiles, and no judgment. Bulldog Online is about making yoga fun. Yes, fun. And Bulldog streaming online classes are available on demand anytime, any place on your schedule. This has been one of the biggest game changers for me because my life is so crazy and we've had so much time at home and I'm just trying to fit things into the margins. Being able to have classes that I can not only access from home on whatever device I want to anytime I need to, they also have a ton of length options for the classes. Classes range from 12 to 60 minutes, which has been so helpful for me to be able to find the exact amount of time that I have available. And you guys, Bulldog even offers classes for kids and teens, so you can get your bulldog on and get moving with the whole family. Bulldog online classes are easy to follow and set to great playlists, which is extra fun, and they are meant to motivate and keep you and your family smiling throughout the movement. And there are choices for all levels, from beginner classes all the way up to heart pumping workouts. You can try your first 30 days for free at bulldogonline.com. That's bulldogonline.com. Use the code LIVEWELL for an additional 50% off your first paid month. So again, that's bulldogonline.com, coupon code LIVEWELL. You can get that first 30 days free and then 50% off your first paid month. And I just want to thank Bulldog Online for sponsoring Live Well Anyway. Well, and that we have freedom within our friendship because we're secure in it, because we don't have to feel threatened. You know, I think I see so many adult female friendships that are still, they still look like friendships of like preteens, Mm-hmm. And I just witnessed this with a friend of my daughter's the other day. And I was talking with her and she was saying, you know, I have this friend who is saying, you know, I can be your only best friend and you have to hang out with me. And like, and I was like, well, that's not a safe space. Like, we have to make sure we're creating safe spaces within our friendships. And that means giving our friends the freedom to be able to have as many friendships as they want to have. And no, that means they don't love us any less. I mean, that's something I've had to talk about with my own daughters, looking at like, if we ever bring people into our life, like if I get in a relationship and we ended up, you know, bringing other kids into our family, like that's a huge shift. And Katie, I bet you've experienced this to a certain extent as well, like by adopting through foster care. I've had to explain to my kids, like, love is not something that I have to divide between people. Like, I don't have a set amount that I have to, you know, like if I'm going to bring somebody else in, then I've got to take some away from these other people so I can give it to them. Like, love multiplies. That's how love works. It only grows and gets bigger.
Grows. Yes. Yeah. Amen. I love
so
that. That's
powerful. Yeah. I don't have to, you don't have to feel threatened because I'm loving on somebody else too. That doesn't take away from that. And I think I've seen that be able to be a really freeing thing within our friendship. I mean, I know there was a time, Katie, where you really had to pull back a couple of years ago. And it was, I didn't have to feel insecure about it because I knew that's just what you needed then. It didn't have anything to do with me.
Right? Yeah. And that's so much freedom, like that I didn't have to deal with like friendship issues or explaining myself on top of trying to, you know, because in that moment, you just need to kind of survive the hard stuff.
Yeah.
And making it more complex, making those issues more complex, or now they've caused secondary issues. And that all would have slowed the whole process down for me, or I would have felt, I'm such a people pleaser. I would have probably burned myself out on the other end, trying to make sure everything, you know, like, but you gave me the freedom to just do what I needed to do. And that was so helpful. And it just, that's another like gift of friendship, to just, to let go a little, just that, like, if that person says they're here and they want to be here, I'm going to trust that this isn't about me and that they just, you know, like just, being able to let go a little bit is such a gift. Especially I'm such an introvert and I have to process away from people. And that's, sometimes that feels hard to explain. Like, it's really not personal. I just have to have a minute. I really have to retreat, but I'm not trying to like reject you. I have to retreat. So usually I'm in a posture of explaining myself, and then that burns you out too, you know? But so I just so appreciate that we've grown together in that way, where although I'm opposite of you in that way, like you can also trust me and kind of let go.
I think it's so important. I think one of the things that maybe, I don't know, I think it's helped us, I guess, I was what I'm trying to say, because of the ways we've gotten to know each other and see each other. I think bringing in the Enneagram and recognizing those things in each other and those qualities, I think recognizing which of us are introverts and which of us are extroverts and what that takes for us to feel like poured into and built up. And I think we've done a lot of things over the years to really kind of like point out and specify, like, this is who I see you being. And I mean, years ago, we have this good friend who gave us all light words. And I can't remember if we've talked about this on the podcast before, but she identified like all these different sources of light and said what each of us were. Like, she said, I was the moon. And we said that she was a lighthouse, because then we all created one. What were what were your guys' words again?
I don't remember.
I know. I don't either.
Seriously?
I don't either.
Well, here's a really good example of our different personalities. Because I was
Katie
never
was a
going
kaleidoscope. She was a kaleidoscope. I remember.
I was?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because as we see, like, through your heart, like, all the colors, all the beauty. That I remember.
Oh, my gosh. That's beautiful.
Yes, and that's you.
Oh.
Oh, Shell, I wish you remembered what yours was.
We should ask her.
I know. We really do need to.
Well, Jenny and I had a whole conversation about it recently because I was asking Jenny, did you ever write those down? Because I was wondering again, like, about them. And she said, I didn't. But she remembered really well, you guys. She left me a whole message about it one time. So she remembers. Of course she remembers. She's Jenny.
Yeah.
So we can ask her. She'll remember. Yeah.
But it was like so impactful. I mean, for me, obviously, I still very much remember my word. But like for her to call that out and say the things that she saw in us.
Yeah.
And it was so her personality to find these very like deep, you know, beautiful things that she could see in all of us. And then I think I came at it from my personality, which was describing what we would all be like as old ladies.
And that was
that was so good.
Is it so nearly good. As deep as or as what Jenny was doing? But
so funny. And after spending like my spring break last week in a retirement village in Florida, I felt even closer to that whole concept.
Well, because I did say that Katie would be like the country clubber and she would wear a lot of pantsuits and, you know, like
purple pantsuits.
Yes. And Shell is going to be the little old lady who sits on the porch and like knits and doles out cookies to all the kids in the neighborhood. Although I have had to revise that a little bit this year because she's been getting a little bit spicier. And so she may be... sometimes throwing the cookies,
checking them. Oh,
that's so good. So
we're really enjoying Shell as she hones in on getting closer to her 40s. We think she's really so like coming fun. Out of her shell.
I know I threatened to swear on this episode. Yeah, so I guess that's, you know. There's the proof right there.
Yes. From the woman who never swears. I was like, if I had to ever bleep out an episode, I would never be more delighted than it coming from Shell, of all people.
Oh, watch out. It's the 40s. They're coming.
Yes.
You guys, we are quickly coming up on Mental Health Awareness Month. It is next month, and this is an issue that is near and dear to my heart because over the last few years, I have sought so much counseling to help me through all of the things that we have been through as a family. I have seen such a difference in my own personal ability to get through from day to day and deal with daily stresses. I'm just so thankful that I was able to get the help that I needed to really kind of get my head on straight and work through a lot of the experiences that I've had. I just don't think that we would be in the place as a family that we are if I hadn't had that kind of help. And if there is something that is interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, then I want to encourage you to get help. And one great way to do that is BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas, and the service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor, and you'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room dealing with masks and childcare and all of that stuff as you do with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches as well, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So visit their website, read their testimonials that are posted daily, and see what a difference this has made in so many people's lives. It could really be the game changer that you are looking for to help you get over the hurdles that you might be facing. So visit betterhelp.com/livewell. That's better H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Live Well Anyway listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/livewell.
But I
I love that even those little things, they're like, they're little ways of celebrating each other and seeing each other for who we are. Yeah. And man, how powerful that is to be seen by your friends and to be really known by them and have those things called out. Like you were saying, Shell, about like the words. Words are powerful. We all need words. Someone in my life, because both of you had the audacity to leave for spring break, opposite ends of the country. And I had someone else in my life say to me, like, when are they coming back? Because the words need to be going in a different direction.
So, see, we do, and it's so true. Going back to birthday parties or whatever, like, I, you know what I appreciate so much about the fact that girlfriends have stepped into my life to celebrate me over the years? It's just that it takes so much pressure off David. Like, yeah, he's like, yeah, not a celebration person. He's like a more like, if you need help, I will be there and I will, you know, I will be in the nitty gritty, you know, day in, day out, like sacrifice, give my life for you. But he's not much on gifts and he's not much on parties. So yeah, it's just interesting to see how, like you said, like, if I was trying to get all, like, expect him to do and fill my heart the way that even girlfriends can in birthdays, I would be a little more disappointed. And that's something that just kind of organically has happened over the years, is like, if the pressure's off him. And it's interesting with words too, like, we girls tend to have more words and need more words. And he is not as much of a words person. He's more of an action guy. So that's been a blessing to me in my friendships over the years, is just knowing, like, we can pour into other people. We don't have to try and get all of our, you know, love and support from one person. And that's freeing. That's freeing for him and for me both. So I appreciate that aspect of friendship for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And like for me, I don't have a spouse. I don't have someone who is pouring into me for birthdays and celebrations. And so when you guys step up to the plate and do that, no pressure, by the way, you don't have to do anything this year, but when you have, it just like, it makes me feel seen. And it takes, like, my kids don't feel like, oh, well, nothing happened for mom. And because it did still, and that it matters and it means something. Mm-hmm. So it's had a big impact on me for sure.
And I think because Scott is acts of service and he's very practical. Mm-hmm. And then I have all these boys. And so my parties and celebrations are often very lovely and thoughtful, but devoid of beauty. Like, they don't think about those things. They don't think about atmosphere and flower. I mean, they kind of do because they know I love it, but they don't get it. You know, they don't really know what they're doing. They just think mom wants flowers. So but you guys add, I could weep thinking of something like the birthday party for me at Manitou on the quilt right by the Julia Child roses. Oh, like so many little details of beauty that, oh, just speak right to my heart. Like the napkins and the dessert and where we sat and the way it smelled and the music that played, Vivaldi. Like, oh, it was just beyond.
Oh. I think that was pretty much all Shell, but I came.
Oh, Jenny too. Yeah.
Yeah. I graced you with my presence.
And your humor.
Yes. That's really all I've got to offer here.
We need it.
The life of the party. But I think that it is true, Katie, because, you know, I think a really good example of you just deciding, like, guys, all these guys in your life, I love you, but you are not going to plan my 40th birthday party because I want it to be exactly how I want it. So I'm throwing it for myself. Yeah, and I did.
And I mean, for years I had wanted, we have this gravel side lot. Like it's somebody took a lot of time and put a lot of gravel in there, but gravel is really ugly. And I just didn't want
it. Well, I think I know who did that and I couldn't agree more. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah. So for a long time I had wanted, but that's a pretty daunting task. 'Cause how long is that side fence? Like, it's long. And so for leading up to my 40th, I just told these men in my life that are acts of service, like, I want those rocks gone and I want to plant mm-hmm. a flower garden. Mm-hmm. So that was their big gift to me. And then because I could plant what I wanted and kind of take over that space and make it the flower garden of my dreams.
Yeah.
Party just kind of came from there, but I was kind of bold in asking for exactly what I wanted from them. And it did take them a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. It did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were there for it. I know. I've seen these guys move. They moved me one time. They just picked it all up. And like 2 hours later, we were a whole house empty. Like that is an amazing, like, love, but it's just, you know, different than how we express love, but it's very necessary.
Yeah.
In the world.
Yeah, definitely balanced.
Yeah. Yes. I think the only really questionable thing in all of that was that you had them remove all of those rocks. You planted that garden, you threw yourself that birthday party. And then a week later you left town and put it all in my hands thinking that you were going to come back and it was going to look the same way. That was really, really bold of you.
It did look good when I came back, though. I have to say, I know you kind of killed yourself doing it, but it looked great.
Your hose didn't, but we'll save that for my book.
No, my hose got an upgrade. In fact, we had to replace that hose this last summer, and Scott was like, you know, Mackenzie got a really nice hose, because I was just looking at hoses, and I was like, oh, whoa, that was a really good
Well, I knew that hose had like some serious work to do. So, I was like, I can't skimp on it. She's let me stay in her house for a week and blow up her dishwasher and every other thing. Like, I gotta make up for it with the hose.
No, you did a great job.
Well, it was a whole thing to be recounted in a future work of almost fiction. Well, I think out of all of the people in my life, you guys are some of my very favorites to get to celebrate with, because, you do it so well. And it's like, you put in all of the effort and the work and you make it beautiful, but then you're the best kind of company to have.
Thank you.
But I look forward to all of the, we are in celebration season. Yes. It is like upon us. Yes. So mm-hmm. I can't wait all of the ways that we find to celebrate together. And we have some upcoming episodes where Katie and I are even going to talk like how we do lake days. We maybe are a little bit over the top thanks to her, but you know.
And her boys.
Yeah.
Our boys.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're the muscle. So I can
Yes.
up and they carry it down. And
yes.
The flowers for the folding table. It happens.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. And we get some interesting looks at the lake, but.
I wish they were with us. That's
they all. Do. Like, wow, check out that cabana setup those people just erected in the middle of the beach. All that's missing is a masseuse. Why haven't we thought of that? Idea.
It can be improved upon this summer, I'm yes, sure. It will yes. be.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to train one of those kids how to massage.
Yo, Emerson's been getting some great experience, so I think it's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, next investment is a massage table that we'll be having the boys haul down to the
you
water.
Know it. And they don't ask questions anymore either. Like, they
yeah.
be like, Mom, is this ridiculous? Nope. They're just like, okay.
Yep. Take it. It's such good training for their future. I just feel like any of these sorts of investments will just make them unwaveringly go along with their wives with any sort of beauty or outlandishness they need to introduce to the situation.
Jenny had a really good line about the fact that, like, I think we were talking one day something about atmosphere or how we have a tendency to go too far, something like that. And she said, you know what, though? My kids don't always notice all those things, but they notice the lack of it.
If yes.
I don't have a candle burning, if I don't have flowers, if I don't have soft music, they notice that.
Yeah. And
that's a good point. Like they don't always know to appreciate all these thoughtful gestures, but they do on some level, they do take it in and it feels like home. It feels like the world is good. Everything's okay. Mm. I'm going to be okay. You know? And I think that's kind of my goal in some of it. It's just setting the scene that they know everything's all right and that they're loved and that we're, you know, we're good.
Yeah. And sometimes the details rub off on your kids in ways that you don't expect, especially with your boys. I mean, Roman, I think he is definitely like a creative mind. And so he sees things, I think, in a more aesthetic way. But like recently, he's really taken up, as I've mentioned on Instagram, the cable management. That's a big deal for him. And now he's like offering these services to friends and family of how he can make their space better by creating some cable management and organization. And, you know, I think that's just because he's learned to appreciate beauty. So
I love it. You know, there is a niche for that too.
Yeah.
We all have a lot of cords in our lives.
We do.
It's true.
Charged, you know, literally.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. He could have a budding future career in cable management. He just doesn't know it yet.
Oh, so good.
So he's for hire. He needs a summer job.
I need to talk to him about what he charges per hour, because I should just have him come over and just do it. Just all over.
Oh, he would love it. He would just be in his element. He saw a friend's like computer set up the other day and he was like, you know, they've got amazing equipment, but the cable management, like, I can make it so much better. It's all in the details. It's all in the details. Yep. All right. Well, I just love you ladies. And I can't wait to be celebrating with you all the things this spring and summer. And you're the best.
Oh, this was a fun feel good, like a hug.
Yeah.
Yes, totally. Yes. I agree.
For all of you guys who are like, okay, there is a celebration coming up that maybe you're dreading, Mother's Day, Katie and I have got an episode coming for you. And if you come over into Patreon, we are delivering a Live Well Love Kit this week that is going to actually instruct your kids and your spouses how to give you a nice Mother's Day. So
that's going to be life-changing,
right? Like, I really feel like it is. And so we are actually creating a video so they don't even have to read anything. You can just forward this video on to your husband and they can watch it. They can learn how to like plate the food, like simple food, simple stuff, but we're going to teach them how to make it look pretty and what they need to do to create a special day for you from top to bottom that isn't going to take a ton of effort, but is going to make you feel taken care of on Mother's Day, because we know a lot of moms still are the ones doing the work on Mother's Day. So our goal with this Live Well Love Kit is to take that off of you and allow you to actually feel celebrated and have a beautiful day. And you just have to send them this video. That's the only work you have to do. And then they will take over from there. So come join Patreon, get the Live Well Love Kit so that you can have a lovely Mother's Day. It's gonna be a good time. All right, ladies. Yeah.
Happy birthday. We love you.
Oh, girls. I'm feeling older. Even my dad was like, dang, you're getting up there. I was like, thank you. Appreciate it. but yes, thank you. Thank you, guys. Okay. Well, have a lovely week. We'll be back next week. All right, that's it for today's episode. If you want links to any of the things that we talk about, you can find them in the show notes, which are right in whatever app you are listening to this podcast on. You can just swipe up and find them right there, or you can go to mackenziekappa.com and click on podcast. Now, if you click on blog, that's also where you can find my 5 Friday favorites, which I also try to feature on Instagram, which you can find me at mackenziekappa as well. And I also try to feature those in my weekly newsletter, which if you go to mackenziekappa.com
katiekappa.substack.com. You can find it right there. Get subscribed. I've got all sorts of little freebies in there, like Trello board templates and other things that I would love for you to be able to access. So come over to mackenziekappa.substack.com. Get in on all the goods of the fun of the newsletter that comes out each week. It's called Well Anyway, and it's just a good time. So I would love to have you join us over there. We will be back next week with a really fun Mother's Day episode, ladies. But until then, if I don't see you around all the other places I am online, then go be bold and gracious.